This is my sister's second daughter, Anna.
That's Anita, Uncle.
That's a pretty name. Almost Spanish, señorita.
You're flirting with me.
A man can't live on mathematics alone.
You need fruit. That's what I do.
You're a gardener? Well, why don't you come to Princeton, where your intelligence will be appreciated?
That would be nice in the summer, but I prefer California winters.
We had enough of winter in Minnesota.
I was in Tibet in winter. That's enough snow for one lifetime.
What were you doing in Tibet?
Stealing fruit. Huntington sends me around the world to collect fruit and bring it back to California to create new fruit.
Better to create new fruit than new bombs. But how did you get into Tibet? I thought it was cut off from the world. No one is allowed in there.
With Huntington's money as the key, there are no locked doors.
Tell him about the monk.
That's how I got into and out of Tibet. A monk smuggled me in and out on condition that I brought him back to California with me. He lived with us here for a while.
That's why we can't eat meat.
Hello? Yes, just a minute. It's for you, Professor.
Hello? Yes. Goodbye. 999.
It's Washington. They need to talk to me. The worst thing about being famous, there is no privacy.
I want to be famous. A movie star.
Be careful what you wish for. Alex, you were telling me about the monk you brought here?
He converted me to vegetarianism. It goes well with my job, inventing new fruit.
I miss hot dogs.
Not exactly Ukrainian food.
You never had a hot dog before you came here.
Stephen introduced them to me. Delicious.
Who is Stephen?
Her new boyfriend.
He's a sailor I met on my way here. Do you think there'll be a war? What's so bad about Hitler?
If Hitler ate the world, he would ask what's for dessert.
Come over here, Albert. I'll show you my new painting.
What wonderful light.
I'm 7 years old.
General Seven.
No, 7 years old.
Years old, witch. What a patriotic patronymic. You inspire all Russians.
You're really stupid.
Yes, master.
Okay, brave Ukrainian soldiers, we have some comic relief for you tonight. Direct from Canada with its vast Ukrainian diaspora, it's the hilarious sister act, Philomena and Petra.
Who's on first?
The Russian army. But there's nobody there. The base is empty.
Yeah, that's the Russian army for you.
Okay, so who's on second?
That would be the mercenaries.
I don't see anybody.
Yeah, they're pay-per-view.
So who's on third?
Vladdy boy Putin. He was born on third and thinks he had a triple.
But he's so tiny, you can hardly see him.
And he's getting smaller every day. Eventually, he'll just fade away, like his armies.
Glory to Ukraine.
No, General. Ukrainians are the bad guys.
Glory to bad guys.
How old are you, General?
6.
Premature Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's old for a Russian general.
On which front shall we attack, General?
But I'm a 7-year-old girl.
Yes, you are our oldest general. We venerate the wisdom of your old age. Surviving this long on the front lines, what shall we do, aged general?
But...
Yes, wise general, show them our butts. Express our contempt for these Ukrainian invaders.
Aren't we the invaders?
I only know what Tsar Putin tells me. If he tells me I'm in heaven when I'm really in Bakhmut, he must be right. So, where shall we attack? How can the Ukrainians resist us? They're not even a real country. They'll greet us with flowers. Can't you smell them?
I can only smell bombs.
I thought 7-year-old girls had great imagination. And you, the leader of the entire Russian army, must have the greatest imagination.
I imagine I'm home with my doll.
Yes. Wonderful strategy, Field Marshal. We will be like Russian dolls. There will be units within units within units. The Ukrainian invaders can't kill us all. We'll retreat into other realities, friendlier dimensions, happier universes. Saint Putin, save us!
You know I'm a 7-year-old girl, right?
Oh yes, Army Commander. We are propelled forward, all the way to Kiev by your ancient wisdom. You've survived 7 years on the front? No Russian has ever done that before.
No, I was born 7 years ago.
A virgin birth?
I have an older brother.
He will be a great commander.
He plays video games.
He will be our Napoleon, a Russian Napoleon, to conquer these pesky Ukrainians.
I want to go home.
Yes, Kievan Rus is the homeland of the Russian people.
Then why are you bombing your home?
Well, because, my general, surely you know, as commander of our armed forces, you know everything we do. And why? Because you tell us what to do.
Really? Then I'll tell you now. Go home.
You mean Kiev, our general?
No, 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 no. Where you live, your wife misses you, your sisters, your grandmother. Home is where you are wanted. You are not wanted in Kiev.
Yes, Master Strategist, we must go home and pretend to have stopped our war. Like the 49 Ronin, we plot our next attack in secret. Ukrainian spies will never discover our next attack.
No, you go home and stay home. I'll go home too, right now.
Yes, Commander, we do what you command.
The tide comes in, the tide goes out. Ukraine remains.
Smetana. 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 Smetana.